America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, good morning to all. Now, this is an okay song, obviously. Billy Joel. I would not
Elton
normally.
John. Elton John.
Oh, Elton John. What am I
Billy
saying?
Billy Joel.
Yeah, that's horrible. Remember they had that tour? Like 30 years ago?
I did.
So, I would not normally let this song play for so long, but I was eating a peanut butter cracker.
Are you allowed to eat at this moment in time?
Yeah, this doesn't make me run.
Okay. I was
with
just concerned. We have, have a little less than an hour left in the
correct.
Show.
But I will say, not easy peanut butter cracker when still in the mouth to start talking.
No.
Very dry
that
mouth.
That was bad game management by you.
It was. It was. But I like to think, you know what? I got a couple W's under my belt. I can mess around a little bit.
All right, Nick Sirianni. Yeah,
no. All right, 215-592-9494. Just fooling around. If you want to react to the Sirianni interview, please do. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Warren in Gwinnett Valley. Warren, good morning.
Joe, good morning. Rhea, John.
Good morning.
Everybody. Thanks
What's
for
up,
my
Warren?
Call.
What's happening, buddy?
John. I'm not going to do any bravado for the hammer this morning. So that'll make everybody happy. Anyway.
Well, that will make them happy, except for me. But that's okay.
I got to tell you that when I'm watching football and I'm a Philadelphian and an Eagles fan, I don't like the story every week to be about the coach. It's just such a distraction that it just takes all the energy and the excitement away from the team. And I just wish, you know, sure he has to do what he has to do, but He's going to drive us all crazy.
It depends how you view it, obviously. And again, there were some of his decisions I didn't like. Warren, agree or disagree with this statement? Many people are overreacting on Sirianni. Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. So that's that's on the people, not Nick. Now, some of it is on Nick. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying none of it's on Nick, but I do think some of it is on people. Like, I'll say again for like the 15th time since we started yesterday's show, I want a coach to go for 4th-and-1 on a 2-point conversion, or not 4th-and-1, 2-point conversion when the ball's on the 1-yard line. I mean, I just do. Not if it's the last play of the game and all you need is an extra point to win the game, but in the first half, I think it would be foolish to say let's take 1 instead of a shot at 2 when the ball's at the 1 and I got Saquon and Jalen Hurts.
Well, you know what? I'm tired of the all-in on the tush-push. And I love the creativity, for example, of Andy Reid, where he'll, you know, throw to somebody in the corner of the end zone or some other play that, where he's got somebody schemed wide open. And to put all your eggs in the tush-push, to me, is
I love
foolish.
The way.
Well, they may have to change that. I mean, listen, Warren, they may change it depending on how it goes the next couple of weeks.
I'm certain they have other plays in the bag. They just haven't gone to them because the tush-push has worked.
I totally agree.
You've got plays from the plus 25 in, from the plus 20 in, from the plus 15 in, and you've got them in order of how much you like them as an offense, how much you trust them. So you're going to have 5, you're going to have 8 plays for each of these spots that week for each of the looks that you expect defensively.
Yep.
And you know, the tush push is going to be at the top of your list, but we're going to probably have to start looking at the things that are further down.
It will hurt them if they can't use it as much. It will hurt them. But here's the good news, Warren.
What's
you still got Saquon Barkley.
And we're also talking about one game of the tush push being stopped.
You're right.
You know, I mean, this is a play that has worked 99.9% of the time the last 2 years.
No, I get it.
It was one game last year.
Yeah, no, I get it.
That was the playoff game.
But big picture, it's almost like a Jordan dunk. It's, you know, it's going to happen. Now, listen, maybe not moving forward. All right, Warren, give me a great answer. Give me
I think we're abusing Saquon Barkley with the play calling also, that he was in that game far longer than he should have been.
He had to be at the end because it was still close. But
it shouldn't have been with the play calling.
There's a few things to that. It's also why I wanted to make the point to Nick to say, yo, the league gave the other team 7 points. Now, I did want to get to a question about the Saquon usage. His answers are very long. And so, you know, there's only so many questions we're going to get in there because some of his answers are long. But, you know, I do think they got to dial back Saquon. I mean, I could add it up, but he's probably on pace for 400 and something carries or touches. And after what happened with McCaffrey last year, after what happened with Jamal Anderson in 98 into 99.
It's just what's always happened throughout the history of the NFL. Like when there's the number, it's 360. I think it's 360 carries, I believe. Everyone who's ever had that in a season has fallen off. Like,
I mean, Warren,
every single time.
The clearest example for our purpose here in Philadelphia, crystal clear. DeMarco Murray was a really great running back for a couple years there for Dallas.
They ran him into the ground.
The last year, when you add up preseason, rushes, and receptions, he was over 500 touches. He got here and was cooked. Warren, I need an answer from you, a movie line that was yelled.
I am Spartacus.
It is yelled.
Yeah, it's a good answer.
Yeah, that's a great. Now, the problem is it's more I'm Spartacus. Not I am.
Yeah, that's true.
He misrepresents. I'm Spartacus! I'm Spartacus! What an inspiring moment in movie history. God, I love it. Let's go to the phone.
This is Sparta is way better for this purpose.
Can I tell you how many times, John, let me tell you how many times
He's
I've seen.
Saying, this Here we is go. Sparta, and he kicks him into a hole that falls into the, like, down to Hades.
Here's where I'm at. Spartacus, I have seen at least 35 times. That is from
and
childhood.
How many times have you seen 300?
One time.
Do you remember?
I don't. I watched it on movie day.
This is Sparta?
No, I watched it on movie day and I don't remember because.
Complete blank.
That was about 5 a.m.
Movie day.
That was the last movie.
What was the point of your
10 movies?
Old movie day.
10 movies in a day.
But.
I forgot them.
But remember, you denied yourself like food and water and
caffeine. The key was no caffeine,
correct.
Which is the weirdest.
It's all natural.
Why though? Like, what's the people drink caffeine every day in life?
But then you were unable
to. There are rules to
you were unable to consume the movies
to make it less enjoyable.
No, it's like his brain no longer worked. Your brain shut off to where you
didn't remember that Neo was named Neo the next day.
It was the first time ever. I will say this because I've done movie day five or six times in my life. It was the first time where, first off, it was the first time I got through 10 movies.
But you did it.
And I forgot
because you didn't know Neo was the main character of The Matrix.
I screwed up.
He thought Denzel was John Wick.
That wasn't that day, but yes. All right, I don't like this. I'll tell you what I do like. I like Chuck from Mount Airy. Chuck, what's happening, buddy?
Yo, what up, Joe? What's going on? Hey, John, Rhea, lady of the morning show. How you doing, Rhea?
Excellent. How are you, Chuck?
I'm doing wonderful. Joe, what's up, buddy?
It's, hold on. I'll tell you what's up.
What's up, Doc?
Yeah. Bugs Bunny, man, making an appearance.
Hey, listen, I'm calling because Jason Kelce, you know, is completely wrong for what he did. Can't do that. You got a brand to protect. Just can't do that, man. You know, you got to think. And I heard you, Joe, talking about, yeah, well, the guy talked about the man's family and all that. Who cares? You know, you're making a million.
That's tough, Chuck. That's tough, man.
Yeah, but it's not. You know, I don't care. You do. Listen, I go to work every day. You know, if somebody says something about my family, I don't care. If my family don't know that person even exists. So what does it matter to me? You know, you got to have self-control.
Chuck, you're right. You got to have self-control. But I will tell you, man, if someone's in your ear chirping, and who knows how long that guy was chirping as he's walking. I think that would be very tough for you
of
to do nothing.
Of course, it would be difficult, and especially if he's talking about you, and you're going to have the, you're going to be able to maintain it. But then, Chuck, what if that's family he's talking about? What if that's your wife or your daughter, or you know, like I can't imagine where it went to provoke Jason in that way, and maybe we'll never know. But it can get ugly, and it's a shame. It's just a shame that this guy who wants to share of himself is being treated like this. He needs to do a better job, though. He needs to do a better job, and he admitted that.
Yeah, he did.
Not on the football field anymore. You're in the real world.
Well, of course.
And it's trying.
What you do, Joe and John, right? Open up with that book that starts with a B, right? I think it ends with a B. And it has a book.
Well, he quoted it last night.
But Chuck, it takes a lot more grace. If whoever that jerk was talking about his family and not him, I think it takes a lot more grace to forgive that dude and just walk away.
I don't even know him, though. You don't even know he exists.
I know.
That's going to cost him about $70,000, $80,000, maybe $100,000 out of pocket.
That's what's sad. I hope it doesn't come to that.
I would have said he ripped my arm off. You know what I mean?
Well,
I would have got some money. You know what I mean? You know, so talking about a little bit less than in his pocket.
All right, Chuck, give me a movie.
And that'll teach him. That'll teach him a thing.
I need I need a movie line that was yelled. You can win the tickets to the Boots and its fight.
Oh, come on, man. I saw he kicked his ass. Bill Murray.
Okay. So, what is that, a takeoff of Caesar? I mean, he's doing Vinny Vidi Vici and that Bill Murray. What movie?
I think it might be Stripes. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if he yelled it, though, did he?
Yeah.
It might have. It's been so long.
We saw, I think.
I'll say this, and I'm going to be very careful how I present this. Very careful. I will not go into details. So, at Fairfield, we had an annual event called Clam Jam. Huge party, all out, fun, great time every spring, every year in April. Maybe May, April or May, something like that. The Vinny Vidi Vici thing was presented on a cup one year because we'd all have cups, you know, drink out of whatever, kegs everywhere. Mm. And let's just say the sequence of Vinny Vidi Vici translated to English was changed.
Mm.
And I'll leave it at that for you to figure it out.
Sure.
Okay. James, you look confused.
We're talking about verbs.
James, you with me
talking
here?
About
I don't
actions.
Know what Vinny Vidi Vici stands for in the first place, so I think I would have to be able to figure
when
that out.
When I did the Caesar thing, you didn't know what I was talking about?
No, I still don't know what Vinny Vidi Vici stands for. I have no idea.
I came, I saw, I conquered.
Okay.
Just going to leave it at that.
Ah.
Let's go to the phones.
Actually, that's pretty
action verbs.
That's pretty tough, right?
Yeah.
Now.
Actions.
I
don't know if you should have said that.
That's all right. I mean, that's what Caesar said. Caesar's like, I kicked your ass,
but
Vinny Vidi Vici.
In a
but Caesar
order.
Was so profound and dignified.
You're talking about flipping the order, which
no, the cup, the order was flipped. That's my point.
I get it.
I didn't flip the order.
I know. Okay. But you're talking about it.
Vinny Vidi Vici. It's the way it is, unless you're a college senior. All right, James, let's get to last night, the debacle at the end of the Sixers game, which is a shame because they played a good game, got closer to beating a team, but didn't lose, 1-5 now. Paul George, if you're just tuning in and didn't see the game last night late, and obviously it finished after midnight, Paul George didn't know the score at the end of the game. Okay, didn't know the score. So the Sixers are down 2. They got the ball. They get the ball to Paul George, about 10 seconds to go. Takes him some time to get going and penetrate and make his move. He eventually does. Let's listen as it was called by Kate Scott last night on NBC Sports Philadelphia. Here's what happened.
George with 8. PG with 6. George to his left. Creates some space. Mid-range. Around and off. Martin to Maxey for the win. And it will not go. And the Sixers had 2 great looks there in the final 6 seconds, Alan, but just couldn't convert.
All right, so look, in and of itself, it's not a disaster. I mean, it's a close game, and obviously you hope you get a winning bucket there or a tying bucket, but you don't. The problem is Paul George didn't know the score, and he admitted that after the game, and it's almost funny the way he says it, but it stinks because they could have won the game and didn't. Here's Paul George after the game.
I mean, that was, again, bad evaluation. I thought we were down 1. I thought when KD made the layup that put them up 1. Otherwise, go for the three to try to win the game opposed to going for a two to tie the game. So after watching it, another bonehead play. Again, in that situation, why not go for the win?
I mean, it's just... It's a hard way to start, man.
Like, bad evaluation.
Guess I just screwed up, guys. Sorry.
Another bonehead play. You just started,
get used
man.
To it.
This is the very first time we ever saw you as a Sixer. It's another. I mean, that's strange that you referred
it's
to it.
It's very
that
strange.
Way, but very honest of you.
So, Rhea, you referenced.
You didn't have to go there at all.
Yeah. Rhea, you referenced that Bill Simmons said.
He said, welcome to the Paul George experience.
So I didn't know this.
And again, he has Clippers season tickets. Yeah. He watches a lot of Clippers games.
I'm a pretty hardcore NBA fan, and obviously I've seen him play, you know, probably hundreds of times. But I did not know if he has... There are some players, like Shane Victorino, who I love, would be boneheaded.
Like Derek Barnett. It's always
Derek
him.
Derek Barnett. He
right?
was another one.
Yes.
So
yes.
If Paul George is carrying this as part of his thing, I didn't know that.
Well, the problem is, see, this is where Embiid not playing, you know, George didn't play for the first five games, and you got Maxey, who's doing well last night.
I know.
And he's not involved in the last 4 minutes, and, you know, you got him just casually taking, this was the other thing, there was 20 seconds left. He blew 15 seconds of just dribbling around.
I know. Yeah.
That is not a set offensive play. I mean, not even that you had a set offensive play. No flow. There was no flow to it.
Well, and here's the other thing. If you know you're down two instead of one, you're probably inclined to move faster because...
Get it right away if you can get a rebound, all that stuff.
There's a lot of circumstances in case you don't convert it.
You want as many shots at that three as you can get in 20 seconds.
By the way, I'll also say this. I don't love... Like, I hope he's not of the mindset that if you're down two, you have to take a three.
Yeah. It's all right to tie the game.
It's totally all right to tie the game. I mean, get... The best shot you can that gives you the best chance to win the game. I'll just put it that way.
What do you think of what the Buccaneers did last night? So the Buccaneers, they could have won the game with going for two.
The two, yeah.
But they went to overtime,
and they take the L.
And they because that's what you do
when you're
against,
the worst team.
Yeah, the Chiefs.
2-point conversion.
You well, go on the road, you usually, too. That's another
when
part
you're
of it,
the
yeah.
worst team, I think you go for it.
Yeah. I agree.
I think they should have seized
especially on the road, I think. Yeah.
And taken a chance.
You
yeah.
don't give
and
the Chiefs any more time.
It ended up biting them.
I agree. By the way, you know...
Especially against that team, which we've seen.
I
we just saw them win the Super Bowl like that, you know?
You know who's back?
Yep.
Travis Kelce.
Oh, yeah.
He had 14 for 100.
Guys, he's got like 24 catches in two games or something. You know who's benefiting from that? Here we go. Fantasy football, man.
I mean, was that 14 catches for 100 yards?
100
that's
yards.
Like a bunch of 6.5-yard catches.
Okay. It's all right. I'll tell you what.
In a PPR league, I'm sure it's great.
Hey, I know this. My fantasy team probably headed to the playoffs. Interesting in the update there about John Middleton and the Phils, and I'm glad that John Middleton has this mindset and wants to see...
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Change from the Phillies with regard to approach. You know, it's a shame sometimes it takes till after a season, sometimes for things like this to be tackled. But, and look, I do think there is something to be said for in baseball that baseball is a reality. But I also know this.
Don't tell John that.
Oh, no, he said in there he's not a fan.
No, I know he's not a fan.
And
but
so I appreciate it.
No, so I do think that baseball is true, but I also know this is true. You can improve on weaknesses, and you better damn well try.
That's his point, I think.
I know.
He said
know.
In there that he spoke to both Roy Halladay's father back in the day and Mike Schmidt and was like stunned to learn they had changed everything from when they were younger.
Yeah.
And he goes, if they can do it, he goes, if Bryce Harper can learn how to play first base, guys can learn how to take a two-strike approach.
So I get it. And I think what's going to be really fascinating, really in the next year or two, but it starts now, is how much George Steinbrenner does Middleton have in him? I don't know the answer to that. I do know he's very competitive. I do know we hear that he drives hard in their organization. He drives hard. And obviously he spends money. There's no disputing that.
Are we at the top? The very top?
That's like third or fourth, right, James?
Fourth, I think. Maybe?
I think we might be at the top.
Well, I think it depends on what comes off other teams. Like the Mets are dropping below us because they have money coming off the books.
But this past year, the Mets spent the most.
This past year, the Phillies were fourth.
Yeah, right.
But right now, as we
payroll,
said,
just what we're, for those,
I'm pretty sure our payroll is at the top of Major League Baseball.
Well, we have a lot of contracts. You don't get it. Might not
until
end up
a new
there.
Season starts. You don't get that. Who knows who they
sign? Really matter.
You know,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, let's see where Soto goes, and then we'll know.
Yes.
But I'm glad Middleton's got this mindset. I'm sure this is something we'll talk more about tomorrow. Big article. We'll dive into it and talk about it more tomorrow for obvious reasons. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's get to Glenn right now in Center City. What's going on, Glenn?
Hey, what's going on? A happy, happy Tuesday. Let me ask you something, John Ritchie.
Yes.
How come when the offense, when a game first starts, the offense comes on the field, why do they huddle? Why don't they just line up and run the play?
That's a good question.
I never understood that. Why don't just line up and run the play? You know the play.
That is a good point. They should. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah,
just get right out there. Like,
play.
Why not surprise them? You're not even really surprising them. Just get out there and do it.
Glenn, I
You've
like
been talking
it.
About it since the night before. Everyone knows the play. Just go. I like that a lot.
Get the referee out the way.
Glenn, the only thing that supports the way we do it now, or the way players do it now, is it's just familiar. And this is the way they've always done it. And it sort of gets your feet under you. And I can tell you, the one time I was nervous, like really nervous, before playing in a Super Bowl, it was I had to get a hit. I had to get that, you know, the routine of getting in and out of the huddle, it really does something for you. It gets you into the swing of it. So maybe that's why they
I got to tell
it.
You, Glenn, I don't know if it's up there with, like, the person that discovered, you know, the Earth's not flat. Well, it's pretty good.
Kyrie Irving.
It's pretty good. Yeah, Kyrie Irving. It's pretty good. Glenn, I'm going to add that to the list in sports. So here's one I've always thought. A pitcher in baseball. Why do we need 8 warm-up pitches before an inning? Have 5, save 3 an inning, and then maybe you get to pitch 1 extra inning during the game.
Yeah. And then
you know?
Sometimes
I mean, why do I need 8 warm-up pitches? And now 100 pitches in the game is more like 160 pitches because all the warm-up pitches.
Wow. So you just came out the bullpen.
It's got flaws, but I'm just saying it's kind of interesting. I mean, it's,
And another thing, how come every time the NFL players, they run out and they in the open field, they asses always got to run to the sideline and almost have a void to step out of bounds? I never get that. At least leave yourself at least 4 or 5 inches. They always got to take a piece of Jimmy White under it.
All right, Glenn, I like the theories. Give me a great answer, a movie line that was yelled.
I'm going to go with the movie Heat, Al Pacino.
Yes.
Man, because she has a great ass.
And your head's all the way up in it.
That's good, man.
It's a great line.
Yeah, good stuff. Was that Heat? I thought
that's Heat.
Really?
That's from Heat, yeah, 100%.
Interesting. I thought that
was
a different
movie. He says it to Hank Azaria.
Okay, fair enough. James, what do you got in there?
Adam Schefter tweeting out, Cowboys owner Jerry Jones apparently just told 105.3 The Fan that Dak Prescott is likely to be placed on injured reserve due to the hamstring injury, which would sideline him a minimum of 4 games.
And it was in my update.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go. There you go.
No, I literally saw it as I was going, as the music played, so I didn't have a chance to tell you.
So, Is he going to be out of Dallas after this year, John, Dak Prescott?
They just paid him, though.
I know. I'm just asking the question.
No, he's not. He had them between a rock and a hard place. They paid him. He is on the hook.
So I think he's there, too.
He's on the hook.
It is weird, man. It's a weird one.
It's a strange codependency.
So next year, if they got rid of him next year, the dead cap would be $151,000,000, $887,000.
They can't.
I'm assuming that. The next year would be $62 million in dead cap. 2027 would be $34 million.
All right, let me ask this question as a follow-up. You're Bill Belichick, and you're going to coach either Dallas or the Giants next year. Which job would you prefer?
What about the Jags? You don't think Bill's going to go to Jacksonville, take over for Doug?
I don't.
I think you know that you have more flexibility to do what you want to do if you're not dealing with Jerry.
Plus, he's close with the Maras, has always talked so high. They've stayed in touch with him. They've talked about coaching searches.
Well, look, he's lived in this section of the country for years.
Like, I think the Giants.
For years.
I think the Giants probably he would get a new quarterback this year. They're going to be high in the draft.
But if you don't get a quarterback, you don't have a quarterback.
No. Agree, but I mean, why wouldn't they get a quarterback? They're going to be a top five pick most likely.
Because for every
Washington kid, not be a good quarterback, but they are going to draft a quarterback.
No, I get it, but you better have a good one or you ain't going anywhere.
Of course, but he's either got to take the risk on that or go a spot where he can get his record, but he's certainly not going to win anything with Dallas.
It'd be interesting. I mean, you know, Dak Prescott or door number two. Which would you rather have? I don't know. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Dave right now in Reading. One thing's for sure, the Giants got to get rid of Daniel Jones. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing well, Dave.
Good. I just wanted to point out something that I saw, and it made me smile. That Cooper DeJean was all smiles and just having a great time on the field, and that's really fun to see. It really is.
He looks intense and like he's enjoying it. I love every play I watch him out there tackling securely. You know, the technique that he uses. There was a play, where he closed the distance, ended up, wrapping his arm around the waist of the receiver at the last second, getting his left hand in front. It was just so, textbook, watching him drive on a route, watching him recognize the route combination, and then with such certainty drive on the route, get his hand on the pass. It feels so dependable already that Cooper DeJean puts the time in during the week getting ready, just like Quinyon on the other side. These guys recognize what these teams are going to do in advance, and then they shut it down, and then they're confident about it, and they've got swagger, and they're rookies. That's amazing to me that these young players are as advanced as they are, as precocious as they are. And I can think of another team in the NFL that had a similar situation. I don't think their rookie cornerbacks were as talented or as precocious as ours are, but when we played the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl, remember rookie cornerbacks that made things a lot easier for them to pay other people on that defense that year. They won the Super Bowl with rookie cornerbacks. I'm not saying that's where we are yet, but I'm saying it does help everyone else when you've got talent and youth combined on the outside.
Absolutely. It's fun to watch. It's fun to see.
For sure. Love it. Yeah.
All right, Dave, you can win the boxing tickets for the championship bout this weekend at the Wells Fargo Center. Give me a line that is yelled in a movie.
So funny it's for boxing, but it came from Rocky I when Rocky's face is beat up and he's basically blind and he yells out, Adrian!
That's pretty good. Wow, big.
They're both yelling. So he's yelling for her. She's yelling for him. She's running toward the ring. The red hat falls off.
We've talked about it.
We've talked about it many times. So I will give you a full disclosure on that scene. Last year in the summer, I was walking at one point down the shore, and I popped that up on YouTube.
Of course you did.
started crying watching that scene.
I did.
And I probably rewound
it. On the beach?
It. Not the beach. It was the streets.
Walking the streets.
Crying
as you go down.
And I probably rewound it. I mean, I'm not making it up 5 to 7 times.
To make yourself, to spur more crying from yourself?
It just makes me happy.
Wait, did you cry additionally upon further rewinds?
I think I cried multiple times, and then when I got to Rocky 2, I kept watching the Rocky 1 end,
so you
and then the Rocky
2
end. Yeah.
And then cried again.
I mean, I think so. It's a year and a half ago, but, you know.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, no, it's...
I don't know how you're real.
I can't tell you
what
before.
That meant everything to me. Let's go to the phones. 888. I'm sorry to cry. I'm just very emotional.
Before, you enjoy that feeling.
Well, here's what
if
I'll
you're
say.
Sad and you cry.
No, I enjoy it. Yeah, it's a nice feeling. Before,
it's a nice feeling to cry?
Yeah, happy cry, yeah. Before the Eagles won the Super Bowl, I probably watched the Rocky II ending, I mean, 20 times. To get myself ready for, like, a championship,
maybe. So now
maybe.
Do you have to watch that 20 times if there's another big
thing? That's a good
point.
Did you do it in 2022?
Didn't work.
Uh-oh.
I don't know. Wait. I don't remember.
Well, you probably didn't. I think
well,
you would remember.
You don't remember.
Now
obviously.
We know why we lost the 2022 Super Bowl. Way
great
to go,
job, DeCamera.
Guys, let's be real. And this
great freaking
this is,
job.
This is a fact. You ready? 2022 didn't matter as much as 2017.
Well, obviously.
Damn.
Oh, so
yeah,
you just
what it is.
It just did.
You just don't put the work in. You don't put the time or effort in, and you punish the rest of us.
I'm a one and done.
You punish the rest of us by
straight to the pros. One and done. All right. Let's.
It's a shame.
By the way, Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Proud to again be Pennsylvania's number one Chevrolet EV dealer. Now in stock the Equinox, Blazer, and Silverado EVs. Together, let's drive ArminChevy.com. Here's the question. Is Nick Sirianni a good NFL head coach? John, how do you think people voted today? A lot of votes online. How'd they vote?
59% say yes.
Wow, the other way.
59% say no.
Yeah, like the exact other way. Like
John, you're
literally
off by 18%.
The other way.
So you get nothing.
It still sounds neat that I got the
so,
number right.
James, what is your reaction to 59%? Now, listen, doesn't mean they're all saying he's a bad coach.
Yeah.
59% are saying he's not a good coach. What's your reaction?
I think it's a mistake. Again, 40-19. The guy just wins games. I'm not surprised, but I think the voters are wrong.
Okay. All right, let's do what we do every single...
Great players. Great players.
Well, he's had great players, and he's had an easy schedule. Man, and I'm talking 3.5 years.
Other than 20, last year.
No,
last year was
2021 schedule was a joke, and a good portion of this year was a joke.
2022, they didn't really play any great quarterbacks.
Oh, and 2022 was a complete joke, schedule.
And listen, people have forgotten the collapse last year.
I agree with you.
So no question. That factors into it.
No question about it. That's right.
I want you to remember that the Dallas Cowboys have won 12 games. What is it? How many years?
Three years in a row. Yeah, I know.
Their head coach is not good.
No, it was an interesting call earlier. Let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
First thing I want to say, Seltzer, how after all these months did you not know what I was saying when I said Vinny Vidi Vici?
As soon as you told me that, I was like, no, I realized. Put it in together with the cup part. It threw me off.
You educated or uneducated?
I got it. Well, I didn't take Latin or anything like you.
Be a scholar.
Well,
man.
He didn't learn it.
Did Temple teach you anything?
He didn't learn.
Come on, man. This is nonsense.
Joe doesn't learn things.
All right, Time's Yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
Nick Sirianni did everything he could to lose that game. Everything. He tried his hardest to lose that game, but his players bailed him out. Time's Yours.
I mean, I know a lot of people believe that. I don't, but okay.
The problem with Hurts is he can't lead a receiver. The crossing route to Smith should have been a freaking touchdown. He threw it late, and Smith had to go back to get it. It was a freaking garbage throw. Hurts ain't going to be able to cut it, man. No chance. Time's yours.
I don't think this is the right week for that. I don't think that's a strength of his, but he's improving, and I think you're going too far there.
I needed to call Time's Yours before I found out any context, because I just turned on my car, and the first thing I heard was John Ritchie yelling, freedom.
Freedom!
Oh, no.
What that?
Brutal.
I thought
that was authentic sounding.
It got long at the end, but it was good until it was bad. And with that, it's like last year's Eagles. With that, we shut it down.
The Times Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
We got to come up with a winning answer for the best line said in a movie that was yelled. We did say we'd give, you know, maybe some extra credit for if it was performed by the caller when they called in. So, yo, Adrian, I did it. Throw the damn towel. Meg Ryan, yes, 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 yes. Are you not entertained? Notice I'm not.
Oh, that's really cool.
I'm not leaning into.
Yeah.
The Yo Adrian is huge.
It's big. Show Me the Money's big. Denzel and Training Day's big.
Oh, man.
Great sell on that one.
Spartacus is big.
The Denzel sell.
The sell was great on Denzel.
Rhea, what are you thinking here?
I like Denzel.
Denzel's great. I love Meg Ryan.
Are you not entertained?
No.
Is there.
Oh, you know what? You're right. Are you not entertained? Yeah, that's. I love that one. Whenever I hear it, I laugh.
Is it a poll question tomorrow? I mean, we got about. Let's make a decision.
I love the Denzel.
I'm good with
sell.
The Denzel was the best sell, and
or
it's a great answer. So I'm good with
Man, I like Meg Ryan, but fine. So are
Meg Ryan was great too.
Well, she's lost. She's I'm the only one who said it. Are you not entertained or Training Day, John?
The Denzel sell has to win,
James.
I'll go with the sell. I'll go with Denzel.
There you go.
Okay, there it is. Congratulations to Anthony. Anthony, you're going to see a championship bout.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.